Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As we look around the country today, the weather is pleasant across major cities. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies and a comfortable afternoon. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze by the sea, while Haifa sees sunshine throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports a suspected attempted ramming attack occurred today near the Tarkumia crossing, with the suspect now under arrest. Also, the Australian Jewish News highlights Hezbollah's growing influence in Lebanon, citing its strong ties with Tehran. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that Iranian missiles have hit a military base in Abu Dhabi, causing significant damage. Separately, JNS covers Israeli Foreign Minister Sarah's remarks in Washington, pointing to an operational alliance between the radical left and terror groups. And finally, Ynet reports a vessel was hijacked off Yemen's coast with Iranian missiles striking a U.S. Patriot battery in Iraq. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, an observer of geopolitical events, posted just minutes ago that Kuwaiti desalination and power plants suffered damage from Iranian attacks. I24NEWS English shared earlier today that armed assailants boarded a chemical tanker in the Gulf of Aden and have likely taken control of the vessel. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, reported moments ago that the commandeered tanker is now heading towards Bosaso, Somalia, according to maritime security sources. Let's go deeper into the main stories, starting with the incident near Tarkumia Crossing. Reports from Walla indicate a driver attempted a ramming attack earlier today. Security forces quickly intervened and arrested the suspect. This incident raises concerns about rising tensions in the area and the safety of crossings. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the Australian Jewish News reported earlier today on Hezbollah's growing power. The group, heavily backed by Tehran, has effectively created a state within a state. This development complicates Lebanon's political landscape and stability. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom's earlier report highlights an Iranian missile attack on a military base in Abu Dhabi. The strike follows previous tensions in the region, further straining relations between Iran and its Gulf neighbors. The destruction impacts not only military assets, but also regional security dynamics. In Washington, JNS covered the Israeli foreign minister's speech at a counterterrorism conference. Sa'ar accused certain activist networks of supporting Hamas operations. This accusation against domestic and international groups may affect diplomatic relations and aid discussions. That strike comes hours after Ynet reported a hijacking off Yemen's coast and damage to a U.S. Patriot battery in Iraq. These incidents point to heightened maritime and regional tensions, with potential implications for international shipping and security. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports on Nurixone, an Israeli biotech company, developing new therapies to regenerate damaged nerves. This innovation could revolutionize treatment for spinal cord and optic nerve injuries. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes the dollar's recent rise to a three-month high against the shekel. This shift reflects investor reactions to geopolitical tensions and economic adjustments in both Israel and the U.S. And finally, Globes warns that recent changes in Israeli Attorney General laws could lead to a ratings downgrade. Moody's expressed concern over potential impacts on the legal system's independence, which could affect Israel's economic stability. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.